coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lasseter, and Corey LeBounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we'd like to welcome our stations along the way on the Prep Sports Radio Network, WRFS 105.5, 105.1, Lake Martin, the lake, and the Big Yay 106.5 in Sylacauga. Thanks to Michael Brannon and Lee Pearman and everything that they do, helping us expand our Prep Sports Radio Network. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Coach. Always a pleasure to join you 52 weeks out of the year on the Prep Sports Report, and looking forward to a great show today. Sherman Williams from the Palmer Williams Group will be joining us this morning, along with Sheldon Lehman, the quarterback from McGill-Tulane, talking about his commitment to the Memphis Tigers, and also Trent Massey from Future Ones going to be talking about the growth of Future Ones and the product that we produce.
And Mark Lasseter is, I think he and Michelle are going to be in Alexander City. They're at a class reunion, Michelle's class reunion. I know Mark's looking forward to that. Get to see a lot of the old folks that he, matter of fact, Mark coached a bunch of those folks up there. So, and we'll be headed to Lake Martin a little bit later today to take the grandkids back. So, I'm sure we'll cross paths at some point in our journeys. Want to wish all you dads out there a happy Father's Day on Father's Day weekend. I know that a lot of you don't have your dads. A lot of you miss your dads. A lot of you wish you could just spend 5 minutes with him just to tell him how much he meant in your life. I know I'm that way. I know I've seen a lot of things on social media where folks just missing their dad and think about him a lot, especially during this time of year. But this show is dedicated to all you dads out there that do such a great job raising your families and doing the things that God has in line for you to do. So we're dedicating that show to you. Corey, it looks like Competitive Balance, Alabama High School Athletic Association, is has kind of answered St. Paul's, I guess you call their court case. They've answered it, and there's some neat things that they've responded to a federal lawsuit. Let's just put it that way. And really what St. Paul's is trying to do in federal court is to abolish the governing body's new competitive balance rule that was passed earlier this year.
Yeah, we knew that the original lawsuit was filed by St. Paul's on May 24th against the AHSAA. And again, we're less than 63 days away from kicking off the high school football season. And we've talked about it for the last couple of weeks. But with this competitive balance shakeup, with the judge making the ruling here probably on June 22nd, which is sometime next week, you're looking at a situation that eventually, Rick, I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a private school versus public school sector. And it's unfortunate because the AHSAA has flourished. It's continued to grow. We know there's another organization called the AISA, the Alabama Independent School Association. So what will be interesting here is what will matriculate out of it, Rick, because if you have a situation to where private schools are playing in their own set of championship games, public schools playing in their own set of championship games, I think there's still an opportunity for the two, public and private, to play each other within the regular season, but that's just the vision that I have. I don't have any in-depth knowledge of it or in sources that are telling me that that's the route it's going to go. That's just my personal belief.
You know, Corey, my greatest fear is that we will see the Alabama High School Athletic Association become a lot different than what we know of it as today. One of the things that really bothers me about this entire situation is that we have to take our matters into federal court. the Alabama Supreme Court has been adamant in their replies to other schools that have done taken similar action. St. Paul's chose to take this into the federal arena. I would hope, and my hope and my wish is that Federal Judge William Steele, on I think June 22nd, I think that's the date that they've set aside for this to be heard, and it can be settled, and he can make a decision prior to that, and he very well may do that. But my problem with that is that I really hope that we don't see the destruction of public versus private, and that's where I'm afraid this is going. The central board of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, I think, is about to become a little irritated with this situation, and I'm afraid that at some point in time they're going to say, we're just going to break away and we're just going to run public schools in Alabama and let private schools do whatever they choose to do. And at that point, then the private schools will have to make a decision as to what direction they want to go. Is the Alabama Independent School Association an answer? I don't think it is. But that may be the only viable option that they have in order to continue competitive competition within their ranks. So it's a delicate situation. And, you know, Corey, we talked about this when this happened. When the legislature got involved with the administration of high school athletics in Alabama, you made the statement, something's going to happen and we're not going to be happy with it. And you're exactly right. That's exactly where we are today.
You know, what's interesting to me and a lot of others who ask me about this specific topic is you have other private schools, UMS, Madison Academy, McGill, Randolph, Trinity Presbyterian, and Houston Academy that are all supporting the AHSAA.
Right.
So you do have those naysayers out there in the private school sector. So it's not all private schools are battling all public schools, or all private schools are battling the AHSAA. It's a situation to where there is a delicate balance. There are split hairs. Some people want to show their hand. Some people don't. But it's just interesting to see when you have those schools that come out in support of, and then those schools who are not in support of. It's just like with anything else in life, Rick. You have a choice to make. Are you on the left side or are you on the right side? Or are you just sitting on the fence with it? But at the end of the day, like you just spoke about, I think that there are going to be drastic changes coming down the pipe within the next couple of years within the AHSAA. We know reclassification happens a year from January, so we still have a year. But this June 22nd decision that's going to be made by the judge is Judge William Steele. He's overseeing the case. It's going to be very interesting.
You know, I think one of the ironies to this is that the fact that no other private school has joined the lawsuit. And they hadn't come out publicly in support of St. Paul's. And obviously there's some unsettledness among the private schools. What happens if Judge Steele rules for St. Paul's? Who's the winner there?
I don't think there are any winners. Again, when this lawsuit was filed, I think it's a situation to where, again, you're looking at drastic changes coming within the AHSAA. And at the end of the day, you do have private schools that belong to the AHSAA along with public schools. But with that being said, the decision that Judge Steele is going to have to make is, to me, one that I'm looking forward to hearing, because I just want to see how it's all going to shake and unfold. Because, again, Rick, we kick off high school football August 23rd.
Right.
And volleyball starts before football does. So we're talking about across the board to where changes are going to be, if necessary, drastic changes are going to have to be made to the schedule. So this week's going to be very interesting in the judge's decision.
Well, and it's certainly a decision that's going to have ramifications all over the state of Alabama, both public and private schools, and it's one that we will follow with a great deal of interest. And I really don't know the answer. I guess I've been asked 200 times, what's going to happen? Nobody knows what's going to happen when you get into the legal ramifications of the court system. There's just there's so many factors that are involved, and that's way above my pay level, I can promise you that. But I have complete confidence in Judge William Steele and the decisions that he will render in this case. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, and we'll be coming back live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios in Mobile, Alabama.
The Premier Motorsports communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show. This is the day
of the expansion. All right, welcome back to Prep Sports Report. And, you know, Corey, Sherman Williams has probably done as much for youngsters in this community as anybody that we have on our show. And he's got all kind of things going on. And I know this morning we're going to talk to him, but you know, I don't think we ever tell Sherman enough how much we appreciate everything that he does for the kids here in Mobile. Sherm, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, buddy, we always love having you on, and I know that you got some things going on, and we're excited about it and want to partner with you in anything we can do. We're certainly here to help you with that, pal.
Yeah, I sure do appreciate that. It's a great blessing.
Sherman, next Friday you have your second annual gala dinner featuring Cornelius Bennett, a.k.a. Biscuit, for those Alabama fans and non-Alabama fans, also the Buffalo Bill organization, June 22nd, 2018, from 6 to 9 at the Battle House Hotel. Tell us a little bit about your gala dinner.
Well, Corey, you see, I really don't try to use I because I know without my partnerships with great people in the community like Bob Baumhauer is going to be there, Baumhauer and Dolphins and their restaurant, Joe Buller owes Keith Palmer Toyota, man, they have been a great supporting cast for us. And the people over there are fine people, Miss Grace and Rodney Pilot at Pilot Catastrophe. Man, we just got a great group of partners, man, that come out and help us, support us in our program. I couldn't do it by myself, Corey. I couldn't do it. And we need more people to get involved. And it's a tough thing, working with young people in the community. And we just blessed and honored to be put in a position, myself and my partner, Mr. David Palmer, we're in a position to where we can use somewhat what we had at one point in time was a little bit of fame, and we can draw children and youth, and they're interested in our story and that type of thing, and we can affect their lives in a positive way. But we couldn't do it without the partnerships like yourself at 106. And, you know, many people out there in the community is helping in and pitching in, so we just need more people to get up, get out, and help us get it done.
Now, in order to continue to support the Palmer Williams Group, you can buy tickets. Tell folks how they can buy tickets, how they can support this second annual gala, because I know it's just not Cornelius Bennett who will be coming to speak. I know you'll have a lot of former Auburn Tiger players there, a lot of your teammates and former Alabama greats. So it's an opportunity to kind of mix and mingle, not only with Alabama and Auburn fans, but former NFL stars and local businessmen and women as well.
Yes, that's true. And it's our second year. Last year we had Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith was all-time leading rusher in the NFL. When you try to follow up with somebody coming after Emmitt Smith, we couldn't think of a better person than Cornelius Bennett, an Alabama great, an Allen Trophy winner, also 14 years in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills. But we have a host of other former athletes that played for the University of Alabama and also Auburn University. We have Brett Fullwood from Auburn University, Willie Anderson, Jesse McCovery, Reese Dismuth. These guys are coming in. And then we have also Antonio Langham, Antonio London, John Copeland, all the 92 national champions, myself, Mr. David Palmer, a former host of other players that played for the university. And it's just going to be a great event, man, a chance for people to get to know some of these players that they watched so many years on TV, get a chance to meet and greet with them. And they can buy our tickets off our website at palmerwindsgroup.org. But for the people that are not really internet savvy or computer savvy, you can go to Grills. Grills is one of our great partners in the community. Grills, Cash Saver Market, we have tickets available there. You can purchase tickets. You can get general admission tickets. It's $100. And then you can get VIP meet and greet where you get a chance to get a photo op, shake hands with these guys, you know, just smile and, you know, have a good time. And local business people will be there. We have a live auction that's going to have Brett Favre involved, Doug Flutie involved, Cornelius Bennett, game jersey, game helmets, Bills, Alabama. It's just going to be a great event.
People can follow you at Crimson Cowboy 20 on Twitter. That's at Crimson Cowboy 20 on Twitter. Also, when you talk about Sherman Williams was able to graduate from the University of Alabama a couple of months ago. And talk to us about the joy and what it meant to you to finally walk across that stage and get that diploma from the University of Alabama.
When I walked across that stage, I almost did the Sherman Shake. I don't know if y'all remember the Sherman Shake.
Your coach Stallings does, I can promise you.
Yeah, it was a great feeling, man, to go back and be that example for those young people out there in the community. That's what we want to produce. We want to promote education. And I only felt that it was necessary for myself to be an example of what it takes to overcome the obstacles. It was a tough road for myself, being my past history with the run-ins with the law, being incarcerated, having to come out and overcome those obstacles, again, reinstated back into the university and that type of thing. And the university did a great job. They still had my scholarship in place. They took care of my tuition. So I applaud the University of Alabama for giving me the opportunity to come back. Thank God for that. And it just was a tough road, but it's the example for those young people that we communicate with to show them that, hey, it might be a tough road, but if you stick with it and if you have the discipline to get something done, you can do it under any circumstance.
Sherman, you also have another event that's going to be on that Saturday. It's a free athletic youth camp. It'll be for boys and girls ages 5 to 14, June 23rd, which will be that Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Chickasaw Park in 8 Mile, Alabama. Tell everybody about that event also.
Well, we partner with the Angel Tree Program, and what the Angel Tree Program does is they help kids that maybe have parents that may be not available or maybe incarcerated or maybe going through a situation where there might be an illness or sickness and not able to provide certain things for the kids during the holiday season. And the Angel Tree Program goes out and puts those kids in a position to be able to receive those gifts. And we're partnering with them on June the 23rd at Chickasaw Park. It's a free camp. It's going to be plenty of food sponsored and catered by Naaman's Catering. Naaman's Catering is going to be doing the cooking. We're going to have all-you-can-eat buffet free for the kids, lifting the kids up, making sure they feel good and comfortable and have a great experience. And that's what it's all about, giving these young people an opportunity to feel good about themselves, to build up confidence, so they can think about being successful.
Sherman, you've been quite successful. You're one of the few people who went on to win a high school state championship at Blount High School, won a national championship at the University of Alabama, and then went on to win a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. You've written another book. You already came out with the Crimson Cowboy. Talk to us about the second edition of your book and how people can purchase it.
Well, people can always purchase the book on our website as well. When they go on there to purchase tickets to the gala, they can also get copies of the book at palmerwindsgroup.org. But it's a great experience writing those books. I wrote the books to be a fundraiser for our organization. And people who want to purchase a book, all the funds and proceeds go to the Palmer Williams Group and help those kids, help us continue on what we are doing in the community, because it's an expensive thing to do when you're trying to put on these events for young people and you're trying to do it free of charge. So we try to use our success and what we have established in our careers to try to give back to the community, to where young people won't have the financial burden. So we take on a responsibility of gaining the funds through our fundraising. And this gala that we're having is our annual fundraiser that we're doing, and we hope that everybody can come out. It's the one time a year. You come out, you get a ticket, you made your contribution, you helped us out, you helped the kids, you helped the program, you helped the community, and it's just going to be a fun event.
you know, we're talking to Sherman Williams. And, Sherman, I can't help but remember, of course, when you coach against a guy that was the kind of player Sherman Williams was, you remember a lot of things back from the late 80s and early 90s, because I think in 1990 you guys won the state championship at Blount High School. You had a chance, opportunity to play for some men that really made a difference in your life. And I can't help but mention Ben Harris, who was just an instrumental part of your life and so many other young men's lives in the Pritchard area.
Coach Harris was a great example. You know, he changed the culture of a community. And what we're trying to do today, and that was led off the example as me as a young person growing up in Pritchard, Alabama, and then having Coach Harris to come in and turn our football program into something that the community could be proud of, went on to win a state championship in Class 5A in 1990. So we was very excited. The community got involved. Everybody started to change. Things started to happen for the community. And it was a grace be to God, but Ben Harris was a definite instrument in all of that taking place. So we're thankful and very grateful that Coach Harris came and did what he did and gave us the opportunity to learn from him. And that's what has carried me on to do what I'm doing now.
Sherman, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. And again, you can get info at thepalmerwilliamsgroup.org, and you can buy those tickets for the second annual gala this Friday, 6 to 9.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to PSR on the PSR Radio Network, Corey, and thanks for getting Sherm on with us. And I know that we lost him there, but that's a technical snitch, and we'll work through that. But at the same time, the things that guy has done, Corey, are absolutely amazing. I mean, this is a guy that was incarcerated for 15 years. He spent 15 years in a federal prison, and he came out and he started to make a difference the day he got out. He gives back every day. His whole life is about giving back. And we see it. It comes to fruition in so many ways with so many young people. And we are so appreciative of what Sherman has done here in Mobile. And, you know, David Palmer had similar problems in Birmingham. I mean, David was a guy that probably one of the greatest high school running backs I ever saw. He really was. And for those two to hook up and to become teammates, and it's just an amazing story, Corey. And we need to do everything we can to get that word out there.
And what's amazing, Rick, is to have both of them on the same team at the University of Alabama at the same time. Because I've seen many sports writers in North Alabama say that David Palmer was the most electric high school football player that they've ever seen grace the football field. And you put the Sherman Shake on top of the Deuce, and that's a great combination, along with all the other guys that they had be a part of that 92 National Championship team. And again, that's the second annual gala dinner featuring Cornelius Biscuit Bennett speaking this June 22nd, 2018 from 6 to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Battle House Hotel. You can purchase your tickets at Greer's, as Sherman mentioned. You can also go online to thepalmerwilliamsgroup.org. That's palmerwilliamsgroup.org for more information about all the wonderful events that Sherman and David are putting on, not only for this community, but really across the United States of America.
Right.
Because you look at Sherman, he's gone global with his vision, him and David both. And with his book, The Crimson Cowboy, you see him all across the country signing copies and giving back to the youth. And this is just an opportunity, again, on next Saturday, June 23rd, from 9 to 3 at Chickasaw Park in 8 Mile, Alabama, open to boys and girls ages 5 through 14. They're going to be giving back, and it's a free camp. So it's an opportunity to go out and get your child active on a Saturday in the summertime, to get an opportunity to meet Sherman Williams, to hear his story, to be part of the Palmer Williams Group. And anything that we can do, and if you would like to continue to support the Palmer Williams Group, you can do so at thepalmerwilliamsgroup.org.
You know, the beautiful thing about that is, and when you talk about David Palmer, let's go back just a little bit. Of course, he played at Jackson Olin in Birmingham. And let me tell you, his highlight film, it was every Friday night. I mean, when they played at Legion Field or Lawson Field or wherever they played, it was an unbelievable spectacle to see this young man with football. And you remember this, I'm sure. Coach Stallings played with the idea of playing him at quarterback and putting him in the gun and letting him run the things that people are running today. And, boy, he was an electrifying football player. And I'm telling you right now, I agree with a lot of the people in North Alabama that say that. He has excited so many people, and to see those two on the same team, now to be on the same team in life, we're just boy, it's just such an exciting time. So we're excited for what Sherm's doing, and of course we'll have him back on from time to time. But I hope people out here in Mobile will support him, as so many have already done. Of course, Corey, the AL.com came out with the Super All-State Baseball Team, and I'm going to tell you right now, when you talk about some high school baseball players that have really made a name for themselves, it's I don't know that we've ever had as many really good high school baseball players in our area as we've had this year. I know I was looking at it a little bit last night, and the catcher is Ethan Hearn from Mobile Christian. He's a kid that we hadn't spent a lot of time talking about him, but listen, he hit .416. He had, I think, 14 homers. He had like 39 RBIs in 35 games, and he led Mobile Christian to the state championship, and he was, of course, the 3A player of the year, some kind of baseball player.
I think he's going to have an opportunity to be the next draftee from this Mobile Baldwin County area. You look at Bubba Thompson a year ago. You know, everybody knows about Jeremiah Jackson with him being drafted by the Angels organization.
And signed.
And now you're looking at a situation to where Ethan Hearn is a young man who he's a football player also,
right,
but he may make a decision to where – kind of like Jeremiah did, I know where my bread is buttered, and if he has an opportunity to be a draft prospect, he may decide to go that route, and I think he's the next big thing and the next big player to come out of Mobile also.
Well, and also Jared Eaton. You look at Jared Eaton from St. Paul's. Of course, he's a senior. He signed with Auburn. He had .462. Now, you're talking about really had 61 hits, 22 doubles, 9 triples, and 43 stolen bases.
Just a great young man, comes from a great family, and just as humble as they come, a versatile athlete, a multiple sport athlete is what you like to see. You like to see kids have an opportunity to use their athleticism in multiple sports, and Jared Eaton is going to be a tremendous addition to the Auburn Tigers program.
Then you go across the bay again to Spanish Fort, and you look at Tyler Miller, shortstop, middle infielder. Had a great, great senior season, hit .422, 12 home runs, 31 ribbies, 47 runs scored. He was named the 6A hitter of the year.
Anytime you're making contact like this young man did, you knew he was a threat each and every time he stepped to the dish.
Ooh.
A lot of players a lot of pitchers didn't want to pitch to this young man, but he found a way to make that contact and put the ball in play, and congratulations to Tyler Miller.
Then you look at Trevor Andrews from Theodore, .423, had 7 home runs, 20 doubles, 58 RBIs, had 22 stolen bases, some kind of player.
Trevor Andrews is another multiple sport athlete, played quarterback for the Theodore Bobcats, and then turned around and was able to help Theodore and that organization and that program continue to get better each and every year he was there. But he's a young man who has a passion for the game of baseball also.
You know, all our friends over in Andalusia are mighty proud of Ethan Wilson. He was a senior left-handed pitcher who led Andalusia to the 4A state championship, and boy, I'm going to tell you, it's their first state championship in baseball. Listen to this. He hit .529, had 10 home runs, 41 ribbies, 51 runs scored. He was 12-0 pitching, and his ERA was like 0.65. He struck out over 112 in 62 innings. Can you imagine?
You're talking about a pitcher, and in high school you're on that pitch count. So he goes and he makes those pitches, he's taking the best advantage of every single time he lets that ball loose from his hand. Mm. And you're talking about the strikeout ratio, just an outstanding pitcher. And, again, I encourage folks, I know that baseball season just ended, but go out and watch these young high school student athletes, whether it be in volleyball, or cross country, or golf, or tennis. We have so many great athletes, and here on this Super All-State team, it just shows the ability of these student athletes to go ahead and be at the top echelon of their game.
Ethan Wilson's one of those multi-sport stars too, Corey. He plays everything. He's one of the guys that played on that football team, was a tremendous wide receiver. Just, I'm going to tell you, he's a heck of an athlete, and he certainly represents his school well. So those young men have certainly done everything they could to, and they've had a great high school career. And I got to mention a kid over in Brute, a boy by the name of Drew Williamson, played at T.R. Miller. Of course, he signed with Alabama. He hit 544. I'm going to tell you, he's probably the best hitter in 3A baseball this year, and he was just a phenomenal, phenomenal young man playing the game of baseball. You talk to his coaches, and they say, well, you know, he's a great baseball player, but the kind of young man he is what stands out to us here at T.R. Miller. He struck out only 9 times during the season, and he was the 3A hitter of the year. So I'm going to tell you, we are blessed. Even here in Mobile, we've got a young man who's a great hitter too. I think about Jake Hollyfield over at St. Paul's. He hit 557 this year, had 25 doubles, 67 RBIs. He didn't strike out but 6 times in 104 at-bats, and he's the 5A hitter of the year. So, boy, we've got some great players here, Corey.
I agree, and, you know, you're talking about Jeremiah Jackson, going back to him signing with the Angels organization. Congratulations to him, because not only was he the Mobile Player of the Year and the State Player of the Year, he won a national award as, again, being recognized as one of the top high school baseball players in the country also. And you would probably expect that being drafted by the Angels where he was. But with that being said, playing varsity baseball since the 7th grade, Jeremiah Jackson just was a true example and a shining example of the student athlete that St. Luke's continues to produce, and congratulations to him and his family both.
No doubt about it. The Mr. Baseball in the state of Alabama, he was the 57th overall pick in the United States. 56 guys went before him, but he's number 57, a high school senior. Boy, he has, and really, to be honest with you, people want to talk finances. If he manages his money well, he's financially set for the rest of his life because of the huge signing bonus that he did get from the Los Angeles Angels. He played high school baseball for 6 years, if I'm not mistaken.
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
And in this past year, he hit 637. Now, he's also the kid that when they went down into the Wiregrass and played, they walked him 11 times. They walked him 11 times. Now, what kind of respect is that? Now, we've seen a lot of high school baseball players come through here. I don't think we've ever seen one that was walked 11 times.
And one of the great things about that is he was so humble about it. You put him on base.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. He's on base now. He can steal bases also. So it was a benefit to the St. Luke's program.
No doubt. Congratulations to all of those in our area and throughout the state of Alabama for being on the All-State baseball team, but especially congratulations to Jeremiah Jackson of St. Luke's, the Alabama High School Mr. Baseball. We'll be back with more PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report is presented by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR. And, Corey, I'd be remiss if I didn't do this. You know, this week's been a huge week at my house. Taylor and Turner have graced our presence, and they have kept us busy. And I can tell you right now, for Taylor and Turner Cleveland to spend time with family, it's always a great, 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 great thrill, because we have experienced everything you can experience, Corey. We have swam, and we have gone to the aquarium in New Orleans, and we took them to Owa last night to those rides. And let me tell you something.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really nice, but I made a mistake. I got on one of those things that really scares you. I'm telling you, the first ride we rode, Taylor and Turner, Taylor's the one that suggested this, said, no, it was our Turner, said, Papa, we got to ride that. So we got on it. I was scared to death. I was yelling, this is enough. This is enough.
I can understand.
This is enough. But Tay and Turner just had a great, great time at OWA and the whole week. And we're headed to Lake Martin today, and we'll spend time with our friends Rick and Trudy Morris on the lake. And then we'll go celebrate my mom's 85th birthday tomorrow in Sylacauga. And then from there, we'll meet Clay and over at Williamson Brothers Barbecue in Douglasville. And they'll go home, but we have had a great week, and for Tay and Turner to be here to visit with us, it's just been a joy. And so we never realize how much we miss somebody until we've had them for a while, and then they go home. So it's been great. Tell you what, let's do. Let's talk to one of your buddies. Let's talk to our buddies. And you know, Gus is one of our former players, and of course Trent is kind of carrying the ball and doing all kind of things for Future Ones. And boy, we're excited about the future of Future Ones. Trent, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing outstanding, Trent. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. And just want to talk to everyone and let everybody know about Future Ones. They're a great sponsor here of the Prep Sports Report, but now we're doing custom uniforms for all sports. And we know that you have a lot of travel volleyball, a lot of AAU basketball. The Parks and Recreations are getting ready to start up their city football league teams and the Mobile Youth Football Organization. Now we can equip them with full uniforms and customize them the way that they would like. Talk to us about the growth of Future Ones.
Yeah, you know, Corey, we're definitely doing that. But a couple of weeks ago, I looked at Gus, you know, Gus Smith, and just we were sitting there doing some stuff. I said, man, you know, last year this time we had just sold our first scout team jersey. And so within a year, we've gotten over 10 colleges on board with our jersey. We've gotten multiple high schools involved with uniforms and practice gear. We've even picked up our first college out of South Carolina that will be a full Future Ones football program, wearing uniforms and all of their practice gear. And, you know, we've grown really quick. Obviously, the AAU, the basketball, the park leagues, the all-star jerseys, just doing so much stuff. And I just look back over, you know, a year, and it's just been very, very quick growth. And we're excited about what's going on and how we're being able to break into the market. And a lot of that goes to just our patented football jersey that we were able to create, and it just opened up a door for us.
Talk to those who do not know about your interchangeable practice jersey that kind of started and revolutionized the way that practices are run against scout teams.
Yeah, you know, a couple years ago, Gus came to me with an idea and you know, about a football jersey that had interchangeable numbers. And as soon as I heard it, I said, that's a great idea. So basically, on the front and the back of the jersey, we created a jersey that you can remove numbers from week to week. And whenever you're doing your scout team, so that you can literally not just recognize the scout team, but now you can recognize the opponent by their number that they're about to face. And so, you know, we've got a lot of colleges on board using it, Texas A&M, Houston, South Alabama, UAB. We just picked up Iowa State's going to be using it. We've got a lot of things over the next couple of weeks. We're about to partner with Adidas, and they're going to be putting it in about 10 to 15 pilot colleges, University of Miami, you know, Wyoming, a lot of different colleges out west as well. And so, man, we're just excited. We got a lot of things going on, and look forward to the future for sure.
For those who love softball, the ASBA Pro Softball League just started last night, had its inaugural game out at Satsuma High School. I know we have a Future Ones team. Talk to us about the apparel that the ASBA Pro Softball is wearing.
Yeah, they came to us, the Pro Softball. They did kick off yesterday, and we've just been able to partner with them, you know, help them get started. It's a very groundbreaking thing that they're doing, and so we did the uniforms for them, and just helped them out with all of their equipment and balls. And you know, we do full equipment, so any sporting goods you need, we do all that. And so Yeah, the ASBA, they got a great thing going, and they're playing literally every day for the next 6 weeks at Satsuma softball field. And so if you love softball, man, you know, I'm one of those guys that if I'm flipping through the channels and college softball's on, I sit there and watch college softball because it's such a fast-paced game. Well, all of those girls that have graduated from those schools are here in Mobile right now playing professional softball at their next level. And so, man, last night just, you know, bombs were being hit, great plays. I mean, all those things you like watching on TV, you can come watch it live right there. There's girls from Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Syracuse. I mean, just so many different girls that are right here in Mobile up at Satsuma playing right now. So it's pretty exciting.
You know, Trent, that's a great point. And I was asked about this earlier this week, and somebody said, going to be high school players? I said, no, wait a minute now. These are college softball players, and I'm talking about the stars of their team that are here in Mobile for the next 6 weeks playing, and they're playing at the next level. These are college stars that are playing professional softball now, and it's being played right here in Satsuma, and like you said, it's being played every night.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean a lot of people, you know, they're probably like me. College softball is so much funner to watch than college baseball just because it moves so much faster. And so if I pass by a college softball game on TV, usually I sit there and watch it just because it's so cool. So yeah, all those girls, man, that you've seen on TV, they're right here in Mobile. So we've been blessed to be a part of it. You know, we're really partnering with them and helping, you know, we did sponsor a team as well, but you know, just helping them getting this off the ground. And you know, we're doing that. We're doing camps, you know, different things for little summer camps, even T-shirts. Orange Beach is having one of their first youth football camps in a couple of weeks. And, you know, Trent Richardson's going to be there, yeah. Marion Murphy.
Hey, Trent, we got to get out of here. That's a hard break. But we appreciate everything Future Ones does. Take care, pal.
All right, thanks.
We'll be back with more PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Well, I'm going to tell you, time flies when you're having fun, Corey, and that hour goes by quickly. And, you know, Craver's Restaurant has been with us for a long time, since they opened the doors, Corey. They've opened a new restaurant, and you are much more familiar with it than I am because you're there a lot more than I am. The Craver family has opened one, and Corey, tell them the location now.
You look at Craver's Seafood at 2368 Leroy Stevens Road, right off of Cottage Hill Road, right there on the corner. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. And I can tell you, baked, grilled, fried, blackened, whatever you want, the freshest seafood you'll ever put in your mouth. Two locations now, Daphne and Mobile. And Corey's mama absolutely loves the Mobile location. I know mama's there more times than she wants to tell us.
No doubt about it. The all-you-can-eat specials that they have, they just keep bringing it out and bringing it out and bringing it out, and you can't go wrong.
And it's just right out of the dadgum guff. I mean, it's, you know, you can go wherever you want to go, and it's, you're going to get frozen seafood. But you go to Craver's, man, it was swimming 2 days before. So appreciate everything Craver's does for us here at PSR, and just great folks. And I know Lou Ann over in Daphne and Lily and the guys over in at the Mobile store. It's just an amazing place. And I'm going to tell you, when Corey and I have the opportunity, we're there. Craver's, you can't beat them anywhere. I can promise you that. David, Premier Motorsports on the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines. What's going on, pal?
I am on the beautiful campus of Faith Academy watching Team Extreme Mobile face off versus the Louisiana Knights. 0-0, bottom of the first. How's that sound?
Gosh. David, you're on the ball. You got to tell us what you got on the lot now. And you told us last week that y'all are doing a whole lot more of people calling in specific orders of what they want.
That's right. A lot easier. I can get an email address from you, send you the specific car, the color you want, the features you want. It's graded on a scale done by an independent company. If it gets the mobile and it's not what you want, guess what we do? Take it back up on that truck. It goes right back where it came from. So it's an easy process. Yeah. All you got to do is give me a phone call, go online, however you want to do it, and we can find the car you want. It's that simple.
Tell us where you're located.
We are in Crichton, right at the Moffitt-Spring Hill Road split, 3150 Moffitt Road. You can find us on Facebook at Premier Motorsports. You can find us online at PremierMotorsportsMobile.com or give me a call, 251-338-9019.
David, we appreciate everything you, Charlie, and all the guys do out there and ladies do for us at Premier Motorsports. And we've had a lot of people tell us how much they appreciate what y'all do, because they go by and they check out what you've got going on there. And we've even had a couple of have bought vehicles from you, and we're excited about that. But we certainly appreciate it.
We appreciate all the business. And, you know, I move a few cars. We're not in the business of knocking people's heads off like some of these dealerships. We make it plain, simple. It's all put down in front of you.
Thanks
a
bunch,
David.
Finance. Take care,
pal. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon. You know, Corey, we talked about the Super All-State baseball team. We just talked about the Professional Softball League that's going on in Satsuma. And let me tell you something. And you know, if you're like me during the summer, and Corey, I know you're not this way because you have something going on every night. But with me, riding over to Satsuma from the Eastern Shore is something I'll definitely do, because watching these girls play softball, I'm talking about the best softball players in America are here in Satsuma, Alabama right now playing professional softball. That's their way to get to the next level. And Future Ones, one of our sponsors, is all involved in this. But despite that, it is some of the best softball you will ever see, because it's the best players from the best teams across the United States. So we certainly want to encourage you to go out and watch that. Now, let's tell you a little bit about some of the locals that made the Super All-State softball team. McKenna Pierce, a pitcher from Daphne, she signed with Southern Mississippi. She was 28-7 with 239 strikeouts. Her ERA was 0.63. 14 shutouts and 5 no-hitters. That's pretty impressive, Corey. Pretty doggone impressive. Then we look over to Baker High School. Victoria Ortiz, she's a South Alabama signee. She hit 515 with 16 home runs, 78 ribbies, 26 doubles, and was 15 of 17 in steals. So not only can she hit, she can run as well. That's a first baseman, Victoria Ortiz, from Baker High School. You look over a little bit further over to the east, I think. You look at Carson Mosley from Saraland. She's a Jacksonville State signee. She played third base, I think. I think she was a third baseman. She batted 487 with 20 home runs, 80 ribbies, 24 steals, and 12 doubles. Boy, Carson Mosley's a special player for the Saraland team. You know, a couple of years ago, we had a young lady that, as a matter of fact, her dad worked for one of your favorite sponsors of all time, and she now is a middle infielder for Georgia, and I can't think of her name, and I'll think of it in a minute. She's a heck of a softball player, but she's got a former teammate now that's going to join her at Georgia. Her name is Lacey Fincher. And Lacey is a senior, of course, at Faith Academy. She has signed with the University of Georgia. She hit 514 with 21 home runs, 55 ribbies, and 36 walks. She only struck out 4 times in 138 at-bats.
That's very impressive, and I think you're talking about Lacey Summerlin.
We are. So we're going to have two Laceys over there from Faith Academy. Lacey Summerlin, that's exactly who it is. Got a kick out of watching Lacey. She was her first year there. We got to see her on ESPN several times. And even Tom Luganbill sent me a text at one point and said, "Coach, do you see the Mobile girl now playing on ESPN, now playing softball?" He said, "I know it's not football, but it's still impressive to see how good softball is in the Mobile area." That's kind of neat for Tom to mention that. As we move on down, we see another player from Daphne. the designated hitter, Kennedy Cronin. She's a South Alabama signee. She hit .474 with, I think, she had 90 hits, 77 runs scored, 62 RBIs, 25 home runs, 16 doubles, and 35 walks. Played for Lawrence Yielding over at Daphne High School. And you go over to Fairhope, again, on the Eastern Shore. You look at Samantha Yarbrough. She's just kind of a utility player, can play a lot of different positions. She also signed with South Alabama. Samantha hit .431 with 10 home runs, 43 RBIs, and pitching. She was 13-2, had over 120 strikeouts. That's pretty doggone impressive. I'm telling you, these girls can certainly play softball. So we are blessed in this area to have great softball, great baseball players, Corey, and it's something that has really captured a whole lot of interest in the Metro Mobile area.
Yeah, Becky Clark has done an outstanding job at South Alabama of having a lot of local players from this Mobile Baldwin County area on her roster. And when you start looking at all state players, I think it goes to show the growth of the game of softball. And we ask coaches each and every Saturday morning about the growth of softball, and they go from, you know, going underhanded to overhanded pitching, and just the tremendous amount of participation by the young ladies starting at a very young age, from the age of 5 going up until the time they're in high school. It contributes to the ASBA league, the professional softball league that we're talking about now, that games are being held at Satsuma High School each and every day. You can go to ASBA.com and take a look at that schedule so you can go out there. But again, these high school players now have an opportunity right here in their backyard at Satsuma to see girls from throughout the country, the nation's best players who have graduated college. You have something to aspire to, because it's kind of like the G League in basketball or the WNBA. You have that league to look at to where you can continue to be a professional.
That's good stuff. We're excited about softball down here because, boy, we see the little ones play, and they play over at Tryon Park in Daphne all the time, and I love to go out and watch them play. Girls softball, big deal on the Gulf Coast. We'll be back with more PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network. Happy Father's Day out there to all you fathers tomorrow.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show. I woke up this morning
and the sun was gone. Turned on some music. All right, welcome back to Prep Sports Report. Of course, we are presented by Alpha, and we are live in the Eastern Shore Toyota and Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile. Welcome all the listeners along the line on WRFS 105.1 Lake Martin and WYEA 106.5 The Big Yay in Sylacauga. We appreciate everything that our buddies Michael Brandon and Lee Perryman have done to get us involved with Radio Alabama. Corey, is you've been in contact with Sheldon Lehman this week and trying to get him on this morning. Of course, Sheldon has committed to the University of Memphis, and I think he chose him over Arkansas State, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was who he was. But you've really been impressed with this guy's arm, you know, Ernest Hill has just tired, and you know, this is a neat thing because Ernest Hill, of course, lost his offensive coordinator, Zach Golson, went over and joined Kenny King's staff at Daphne, and Kenny's been trying to get Zach for several years. But now Zach is over there with Kenny, and so Ernest has hired a new offensive coordinator at McGill, and his name is Matt Scott. Now, Matt Scott is a well-known high school football coach in the state of Alabama. Of course, he was a head coach at Hueytown. You know who his quarterback was at Hueytown?
Would that be one Jameis Jabo Winston?
That would be Jameis Winston. And, of course, he went on and coached at Gadsden City and had a great run there. But Matt retired from the public school system and will now be the offensive coordinator at McGill-Toulon. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines and talk to Sheldon Lehman. Of course, Sheldon has committed to the University of Memphis, and of course we're really excited for all the things that are going to happen in his future, Corey. And thank you for getting him on with us this morning.
Sheldon, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the Prep Sports Report. Just want to say first and foremost, congratulations on your verbal commitment to the University of Memphis. Tell us what went into choosing Memphis to kind of further your future career.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank y'all for having me on also. And I mean, it was a combination of a great school and great city. And I mean, the coaches, they were just unbelievable. They struck me. And I, it was just a home feeling when I had went up there, and that was like really awesome, and that's what really put me over the top with Memphis.
When you look at the choices that go into making a decision, you know, many student athletes are faced with a tough decision on where they wanted to go. I know you had offers also from Arkansas State, and you look at the other offers that you were able to get, and you just mentioned the reason for that, but was it a situation to where you had to feel comfortable, your family had to feel comfortable, you got some feedback from your coaching staff also? What went into you making that decision?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents, they told me that it was my decision. But I mean, my parents, they love Memphis, and they were very happy with my decision, because they feel like Coach Norville and Coach Dillingham do a great job, and I'm going 7 hours away from home, and I want to feel like I'm at home when I'm not at home with my family. And my parents want to have that same feeling when I go off.
Last year, you led the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets to the state championship game versus Hoover High School. 13-1 as a first-year starter. You were a second-team All-Coastal Alabama selection, throwing for almost 2,000 yards and 21 touchdowns. And you were also able to rush the ball a little bit. Had an opportunity to watch you in the spring game versus Vigor. You had a different offensive coordinator then, a new offensive coordinator coming in, Matt Scott. Have you had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him about X's and O's and how you'll be able to flourish in this new offensive system?
Yes, sir. He's been with us 2 weeks now, and I mean, it's going really good. It's not much different scheme, but it's like he has a different mentality than Coach Golson had, and I think that's good, and we're fired up to have Coach Scott on our side.
Well, let me tell you something, Sheldon. I've been coaching in the state for – golly, what, this is 41 years. And let me say this about Matt Scott. You are fortunate and blessed to have a man of, with the caliber, the potential, and with the knowledge of offensive football and having Matt Scott. He will do a great job, and you will continue to learn under him. And y'all are blessed to have him there. But I wanted to mention this, too. You give a lot of credit to David Morris at Quarterback
Yes,
Country. I want you to speak on what David has done for you and how he has progressed you from the point that you were to the point where you are today.
Oh, it's been a big he's been a big blessing to me and my family. I don't know where I'd be without him. I mean, he teaches me everything, not just about football. Obviously, he teaches me quarterback play, but it's being a leader and becoming a man. I mean, it's every day he shows those qualities. And, I mean, it's contagious. And, like, that feeds off to the other kids. And every kid that goes there, we're well-coached and well-mannered. And we know how to carry ourselves. And David Morris, he's that guy to learn that from. He's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, Sheldon, it's going to be an awesome opportunity to watch you during this 7-on-7 season. Do you guys have any 7-on-7 events coming up here within the next couple of weeks? And talk to us about your first game that you're going to be playing here at the beginning, well, at the end of August, around August 23rd or 24th.
Yes, sir. Our 7-on-7, our first one is, I think, on the 25th or 26th of this month. And then August 25th, we play Spanish Fort. And that's going to be a really good game like it was last year.
I have two or three really good friends over there that I've played with since I played at Cottage Hill Park Ball. And, I mean, it's our senior year. We've been playing with each other since we were 6 and 7, so it's going to be a really fun game.
You know, Sheldon, we get asked this question a lot, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. We're talking to Sheldon Lehman, who will be the senior quarterback at McGill this year. And, you know, South Alabama hired a new coach, hired Steve Campbell, who's an absolutely fantastic college football coach. And, of course, they brought in a new staff. And South Alabama offered you pretty early, I think. I want you to kind of talk a little bit about the differences in playing in your backyard, playing at home at South Alabama, and being able to go to a place like Memphis and play there. Because a lot of people wonder why local guys don't always want to stay home. Maybe you can give a perspective on that as compared to going away to a place like the University of Memphis.
Yes, sir. I think it's not that big of a deal to leave home. I know some guys, it's a big deal for them. They don't want to leave their family, but I mean, I know I'm going to get to see my parents enough, but I mean, growing up, you're going to have to learn responsibility. But on the other side of that, I didn't really get a good relationship with the new South staff like I did with the Memphis staff. And in college, I want to have a great relationship with my college coach that I'm going to be with every day for 4 years.
And that's really a neat thing that you say, Sheldon, because that's what it's all about. Recruiting is all about relationships. And so many times when young people choose a college to continue their education and continue their athletic career, the one person who makes the most difference in that decision is that recruiter, the one that you're on a personal one-on-one relationship with. And so I'm sure that who was the primary recruiter for the University of Memphis that you spent the most time with?
Coach Kenny Dillingham is the OC and quarterback coach there.
Right. Well, and I'm sure you developed a relationship with Kenny that will go on forever, and that's really good because he's going to be the guy that's going to be coaching you. Oftentimes,
yes, sir, he is.
Oftentimes they think it's the head coach. Really, at the level that you're going to now, you're going to spend all your time with your OC and your quarterback coach. Now, Sheldon, we got to get out of here, but thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. We're going to follow your career, and we'll be in touch and look forward to having you on PSR from time to time.
All righty. Thank you.
Take care, pal. We'll be back with more PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network.
Is your credit out of control? Stop letting your credit control you. The Credit Store is here to help you get your credit back in line. Locally owned and operated and located at 2316 Knollwood Drive, Suite D in Mobile, the Credit Store knows that your credit score helps determine your financial goals and options. Let the Credit Store help you get back on track. The Credit Store offers classes once a month to help you better understand and manage your credit. So call the Credit Store today at 251-660-1337 and let the Credit Store get you better credit for a better life.
Parker Dental and Orthodontics, the office of Dr. Parker and Associates, has 4 locations to serve you better. University Boulevard in Mobile, West Mobile, Hurley, and Van Cleve, Mississippi. Serving adults and children of all ages, Parker Dental and Orthodontics provides for your family's general dental needs, along with wisdom tooth extractions, sports dentistry, including custom mouth guards and repair of any dental trauma from sports-related injuries. Also, orthodontics, implants, and cosmetic dentistry. They'd love to take care of you and your family. Parker Dental and Orthodontics is open weekdays 8 till 5, and emergency after hours appointments are available.
Your car takes good care of you. Take great care of it with sensational service specials this month at Eastern Shore Hyundai. Get a conventional oil change for just $19.95 or a synthetic oil change only $34.95. Both come with a free tire rotation and alignment inspection. Ask for a multi-point inspection. It's absolutely free. Plus, buy 3 tires now and get the 4th tire for only $1. Show your car some love with sensational service specials now at Eastern Shore Hyundai. I-10 X 38. Passionate for customer satisfaction.
When you're in a car wreck, don't be fooled by a clever talking insurance company. These guys are not your friend.
I'm injury attorney David Green at Green & Phillips, and I'm ready to help you wade through the complexities of injury law. At Green & Phillips, we've handled thousands of cases just like yours, and we can help you too. Call now, 251-300-2000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal service to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Encore is dedicated to providing comprehensive rehabilitation to over 100 locations across Alabama and Mississippi. Encore is also committed to giving back to the community. Encore is a national sponsor of the Distinguished Young Women Scholarship Program. Encore is also a corporate sponsor of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, providing athletic training coverage for every Boys and Girls State Championship. Encore cares about your health and your community. For a convenient location near you, call 947-3410, 947-3410.
For 70 years, customers have counted on Alpha Insurance to protect their cars, home, and families. But Call Alpha is more than just a slogan. It's a commitment to be there when you need us. Let us show you why Alpha is the name to call for great rates and helpful hometown service. In Grand Bay, call Alpha agent Raymond Burrows at 865-4511 or stop by our office at 10261 Potter Track Road in Grand Bay.
When you're looking to purchase residential or commercial real estate, the professionals at Century Bank want to say yes to a customized loan to fit your needs. But sometimes no is good too, like no balloon payments and no prepayment penalties. Stop by Century Bank today or visit online at centurybank.net and see what a Century Bank real estate loan can do for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, loan subject to credit approval, rates may vary. See Century Bank for details.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
All right, welcome back to PSR on the Press Sports Radio Network. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about competitive balance and all the changes that we anticipate, because I'm going to be real honest with you. As we always are, I think that the Alabama High School Athletic Association, as we know it now, is about to change. And I think one of the reasons for that is this lawsuit that is now in federal court in Judge William Steele's courtroom. And whether you like it, whether you dislike it, and we certainly have our own opinions here, it is about to change the way high school sports are played in the state of Alabama. We're going to go to the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines and talk to Jack, and I think he's got some comments about the federal lawsuit that St. Paul's has filed against the Alabama High School Athletic Association and Executive Director Steve Savarese. Good morning, Jack.
Thank you. Hey, Rick. I've never called before, but I listen to you every Saturday morning when I'm not cutting grass. Or at the ballpark with my grandson, but I really enjoy listening to your program, and you're about the only one I listen to. But let me say this. I've heard something about the lawsuit, and I don't know much about it, and I'm certainly not going to get involved. But let me say this. When I was in high school in 1965, when I graduated,
yes, sir,
everybody played everybody. We played, you know, there was no shallow high schools. Of course, we was a big school at Sims back then. It wasn't Mary Montgomery at Sims when I graduated. But we played everybody. Played Bayou LaBattery. They had a high school. Played Grand Bay. And them guys could play with you. And they was a little small school. Everybody could play with you. And I don't want them to forget that Terry Curtis plays everybody. Terry Curtis has played McGill. He played Mary Montgomery last year. So Terry's a small school. He plays everybody. So I don't understand everything, but I don't really know what the problem is. Everybody should play everybody, just about it.
Well, let me just tell you what the problem is, Jack. And the bottom line with this all goes back. It's about recruiting is what it's about.
Probably,
you know,
yeah.
That's what it's about, because there's a perception in the public school sector, particularly from legislatures in the northern section of the state of Alabama, because Madison Academy was winning everything in every sport. And they were probably doing some things that other schools don't do. And so it all started when the legislature decided that they wanted to get involved in the administration of high school sports in the state of Alabama. And they literally gave the Alabama High School Athletic Association a mandate to do something about it. Well, so AHSAA had to do something. So they came up. Of course, we have the 1.35 multiplier, Jack, as you know. Every student at UMS, at St. Paul's, Faith Academy, Mobile Christian, every private school is counted as 1.35 students. So we obviously have to play up, and as you well know. So now what they've done is they've gone to this competitive balance thing that the legislature demanded we go to something. And had we not gone to the competitive balance, the other option was just to kick the private schools out. That was going to be the next thing that was going to happen. And, Jack, that's what I fear is about to happen. I'm afraid that with this legislation that was forced on us by the – and some of those representatives are from here in Mobile, I'll tell you that – mm-hmm. But they forced the High School Athletic Association to do something, and this is what they came up with. And it only affects private schools, and that's where it really throws everything into discombobulation, because I think most of us that are now in the private school sector that coach there really would have loved to – not love, but would have rather seen it be applied to the public schools as well as the private schools. Didn't work that way. I think it would have in the future, but does not now. So,
well, I know that Mayor Montgomery, we've lost probably in the last 5 years, probably 10 to 12 young men to other schools.
Yeah.
They, they just left. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to stay involved with the high school athletics, especially out there.
Right.
But they gone.
Yeah, and Jack, listen, Mark and I both are public school guys. We spent,
I am too.
Yeah, and so, but we have gotten into the private school. It's the best thing I've ever done, I'll be honest with you, because I'm going to tell you something. UMS Wright, I wish I could have educated my children at UMS Wright, because the quality of education – and I don't mean this to make anybody mad. It's just better. It's better. It prepares them much more better than the public
school. Well, I've been with y'all. I walked out on the field with you when I was in the office. And of course, you know, Terry played Babe Ruth for me.
Right.
That all-star for me 2 years in a row. And,
right.
And of course, I love Terry Curtis and thank the world to you. I don't know you as well as I do Terry. But
well, that's probably better for you, to be honest with you. No, Jack.
But let me tell you something. Terry Curtis is one heck of an athlete, but
yeah. He and I, we're going to get into some ping pong here pretty soon. That's our next thing.
Oh, God. He don't want to lose,
no,
I'll tell you that.
I know. We're both not very good at losing, I can promise you. But, Jack, it's just a simple thing. I think it all started with call it what you want to, recruiting. But I can tell you this, Jack. If I walk into Terry's office and say, Terry, I got a kid over in Daphne that I want to go see, first thing he'll do is he'll say, Rick, you might better turn your keys in. You might better turn them in.
Well, I know how he operates on the level.
Right.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And probably most of them operate on even keel. I'm just saying, when I was in high school, everybody played everybody. We'd go down and play Bayou LeBattery, and they had a little old tiny school. But let me tell you one, they bust your head. And Grand Bay was the same way. But we played everybody.
Yeah.
We didn't hear nothing about somebody's going to get hurt or they got more boys. We played Viger my senior year. We didn't have to play them. We could have ended up with a 9-1 season, but we ended up playing them.
Right.
We dressed out about 40. They dressed out about 100.
Yeah.
Because they had Scott Hunter. They had some tremendous athletes, and you had to hand it to them. They were good. But we didn't back down from nobody. And we were still a big school. We was a big 4A school.
Right.
I thought as big as they went back then.
You know, Jack,
anyway, it was nice talking to you, and I certainly enjoy listening to your program.
Well, Jack, thank you. Let me close
you,
with
Jack.
This, Jack. Let's stay with him just a minute, please, Charlie. Jack, let me close with this. I think the problem is more with some supporters and boosters of schools that go out and try to get players that play with summer ball, travel ball, AAU ball, yeah, and get them to come to their schools. I really do. I don't think it's nearly as many coaches as people think it is, and I think it's a lot more boosters.
I don't think coaches have time to do
they
all that.
Really
they really
don't.
They're busy trying to put together a program and win.
You're right.
I really don't blame them.
Well,
but you're talking about travel ball. I'm just about sick of travel ball, I'll be honest with you.
That's a story for another day, Jack, I can promise
yes,
you.
We'll talk about it sometime.
Take care. Have a great day, Jack. Appreciate
all right,
it. All right, buddy.
Rick, a lot of changes within the offseason to coaching staffs, and you just finished talking about Terry Curtis. He's got a couple additions and subtractions from his staff.
Yeah, he does. John Turner has stepped over and is going to be coaching tight ends, helping Brandon Dean a little bit with the offensive line, I'm sure, because John Turner is a heck of an offensive line coach. And, of course, now that Brandon Dean has now stepped up to become the offensive coordinator, I'm sure they'll work together in that position. David Peoples will move over and coach linebackers, I think, for Terry on the defensive side of the ball, and help Jay Cozio, who coordinates that defense. Two great additions to that staff. I mean, two really good men that will solidify that staff. And Terry always does a great job bringing in some people that can kind of fit in and be great teammates. And that's what Terry is a firm believer in. And I don't think they won't miss anything there. Of course, Jim Sudahay has stepped away. He is he's retiring from coaching. I think he's retiring from teaching as well. And, of course, we're all going to miss Jim there. I think Keith Powell will kind of take over the responsibilities of some of Jim's responsibilities in handling transportation and so on and so forth. I think it's two great additions to that staff, both David and John Turner.
No doubt about it. You also had transitions at Baker High School. Danny Smith hired former Saraland assistant Justin Patterson, and also a well-known name to this area, J.C. Todd, is coming back to lead the Baker defense.
Really? So J.C. Todd, now you threw one on me, and I thought I was one that kept up with that. But J.C. Todd, former Daphne defensive coordinator, former Fairhope defensive coordinator,
and Auburn
defensive coordinator, is moving back to the Mobile area to become the defensive coordinator.
He'll coach the defensive line, and Patterson will coach the offensive. He will be the offensive coordinator. And you also have a familiar face, Bobby Parrish from Williamson High School. Coach Jamarcus Russell
right.
at Williamson, he'll be going to Cottage Hill, and along with Rhett Tranchina, they'll
yep.
be joining the Cottage Hill Warriors staff and Coach Brazil's coaching staff over in a situation to where Cottage Hill's trying to continue to grow their program.
Now, let me tell you this now. That's a slam dunk, grand slam, whatever you want to say. Bobby Parrish will make a difference in a lot of kids' lives. And for Coach Brazil to bring Bobby in is a great, great hire. There's a lot of people that wanted to bring Bobby Parrish onto their staff, I can tell you that.
And I mean, it's just a shuffling of coaches, but now, again, is the time to do it. We talked about the offensive coordinator at McGill Tulane being a new one, Zach Golson going over to Daphne High School, and you look at Matt Scott coming in to replace him. We talked with Sheldon Lehman earlier in the show about that transition. But, you know, Shambe Hunter flipping over to the basketball side. It will be now coaching at Williamson. So there's been a couple of basketball changes at Williamson High School. Congratulations to Shambe Hunter. Also, former Dothan coach Todd Taylor will be taking over the Alma Bryant basketball job. So there's a lot of moving parts. Again, we've had these play dates that are going on, so it'll give these coaches who are coaching basketball an opportunity to learn their teams within this next week, because June 22nd ends the basketball play dates and it begins a lot of the 7-on-7 football play dates also.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Spanish Fort's had some shakeups too. They've got three great coaches that they've added over there, and Ben Blackman's really hired some really good football coaches over there. Of course, Tyrone Prothro's one of them, and Brian Turner's another one. They've got some really great coaches coming in there. We'll be back with more PSR on the Prep Sports Radio Network.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Thank you. Camp Grace is located in West Mobile and is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outmap Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. Have you ever noticed two groups of people who hold God's attention? You wouldn't think an impartial God would have specific categories for certain people, but amazingly, he does. Orphans and widows. You're right. They're not the groups anyone wants to join. There's no line to sign up, which is precisely why God keeps a keen eye on these two flocks. He promises to be their father and husband. Not only do we find him sharply protective, but he's moved with tremendous compassion, so much that it overflows into the everyday lives of you and of me. We can't help but want to go the extra mile in helping the child without a dad and the woman without a husband. They look just like us, but when learning of their plight, we soften. Our hearts touched by God's finger for our involvement. It was that way for my dad. His father died when he was very young, making his already orphaned mother a widow in her early 30s, and he and his brother fatherless. It couldn't have come at a worse time. America was just crawling out from the rubble of the Great Depression, and everything was scarce. Everything but God's endless provisions. Despite their destitution, he provided for them. He touched people's hearts and caused others to open up their homes and their dinner tables. A father to the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. That comes from Psalm 68, by the way. God makes it known that he protects the weak, weakened only by circumstance. Perhaps you've never considered that one as busy as God has time to be concerned with the small details of the fatherless child. It is here we see his sterling character sparkle yet again. It's far too easy to think the Lord's uninvolved with our struggle, hasn't got the time or interest for those that society's forgotten. Yet look how he taught his disciples by the widow's mite or the boy willing to share his fish sandwiches with 5,000 men. It moves God deeply, passionately, and protectively. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. That comes from Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 36th verse, and it bears repeating, like sheep without a shepherd. Notice they were distressed and dispirited. Did my dad, my Uncle Jack, and grandmother struggle? Yes. We have tribulation in this world. But were there people that rose to the occasion, allowing their hearts and the hands to be an extension of God? Absolutely. Despite hardships, my dad remembered a happy childhood filled with people willing to pause for involvement. Mentors were available to lead him and to point when my grandfather's voice was silenced. Perhaps you know a child in this very predicament. Perhaps you are that child. Perhaps your dad is living, but you still feel fatherless. Grown or young, the void is there. We here at PSR would encourage all to step up and make a positive difference in the fatherless around us. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. My dad recalled the kindness of being given oranges after going months without fresh fruit, a simple candy cane at Christmas time, or even a guy on the street in Sylacauga with a hot baked potato. Small acts of love confirm our Heavenly Father's goodness and the tangible proof he cares and works through people. This is the religion that Jesus' brother James wrote about as being pure and faultless, to look after widows and orphans in their distress. It's a loving embrace received by the child whose hair is no longer tousled by an absent father. How like God. No matter how much love we give away, he's ensured we'd never run out. This Father's Day, let's remember to thank God for being our Father and keeping us from being spiritual orphans. And let's relentlessly search for that one who's whispered prayers for fatherly love and kindness.
Rick, again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and those who are missing their fathers. I go to 2 Corinthians 6:18. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And also another Bible verse, one that you mentioned, 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that it is what we are. Also another additional verse, Rick, Proverbs 3:11-12. Goes to say, "On my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those who he loves. As a father, the son he delights. And whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and their children, it will be a refuge." As coaches here, we talk about all the time discipline our players and how hard it is to be parents sometimes. But again, there's no better grace that God bestows upon us as fathers to have the ability to be role models and coaches, and to have so many student athletes look to us as role models and as father figures.
And you know how productive it was to have Sherman Williams on today, because what he and David Palmer are doing for so many young children, they are being father figures to them. That's a great, great credit to the kind of men that they have become.
And again, the organization team focus with Mike Godfrey, helping young men without fathers, had an opportunity at the beginning of April. Nick Saban came down and supported team focus, Mike and Mickey Godfrey. Team focus, another organization, helping young men without fathers. And again, when we say the Lord's Prayer, it opens up our Father, which are in heaven. And to be able to express that, to be able to go to our Heavenly Father each and every day, sometimes gets us through those tough times. I know personally in my life, being able to say the Lord's Prayer each and every day, started off with "Our Father, which art in heaven," has gotten me and continues to get me through the tough times, Rick. So again, happy Father's Day, not only to you, to Charlie, but to all the fathers out there in our listening area.
Absolutely. And let me say this in closing. Those of you out there that have a distance between you and your dad, and that happens. It happens a lot. And maybe you hadn't talked to your dad in several years. There's a thing called an olive branch, and the Bible talks about it frequently. If you get the opportunity, make the opportunity. Patch things up with your dad. You never know what tomorrow may bring. And hopefully that relationship can be fixed. With God's help, anything can be fixed. Can assure you that. Thank you for being a part of PSR. And remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. We'll see you here, same place, same time next week.